From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
The Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has announced it will not hold its planned moose hunt this fall, avoiding an arbitration process with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. The Duluth News Tribune reports the band in August had announced it would issue 21 permits for a bulls-only moose hunt October 5 through 20 on lands in the ceded territory covered by an 1854 treaty. The DNR opposed the band's plan for the hunt based on an agreement between the state and the 1854 treaty authority, which represents both the Grand Portage and Boys Fort bands. As a result, the DNR had begun a formal arbitration process with the band, but no arbitration hearings had yet been held when the Grand Portage Band canceled its hunt. Under a court-approved agreement between the DNR and the Treaty Authority, the bands may not hold a big game hunting season for which no corresponding state hunting season is being held. The state pays the Grand Portage and Boys Fort bands each year to limit their exercise of some treaty rights. During fiscal year 2013, which ended the 30th of June, the DNR paid $2.68 million each to the two bands. In February, the DNR decided to cancel its moose hunting season because of conservation concerns about the moose population. The population has dropped from an estimated 8,800 moose in 2006 to an estimated 2,760 in this past winter's survey. The population suffered a 35% drop from 2012 to 2013. Norman DeShaw, chairman of the Grand Portage Tribal Council, says that a tribal subsistence hunt is, quote, fundamentally different than a sports hunt and should be considered differently. DeShaw also said that the band was disappointed that the DNR ignored its obligation to consult with the band before canceling the state moose hunt. The Boys Fort Band earlier opted not to hold a moose season. Kurt Steele is the new district ranger for the Tofte District. Steele brings a broad background in natural resource management, including forest ecosystems, fisheries and wildlife, fire operations, and silviculture. He's held positions on several national forests in Oregon and Georgia prior to coming to the Tofte Ranger District. Steele and his wife Melissa, a teacher at ISD 166, have already been in the area for some time. His official start date is Monday, September 9th. A legislative committee approved a Republican bill Thursday of this week that would close thousands of acres around a potential mine site in far northern Wisconsin, brushing aside concerns that the proposal is excessive. The Senate Mining Committee approved the bill on a 5-2 party line vote, clearing the way for a full vote in the Senate as early as yet this month. Gogebic Taconite wants to dig a 4.5-mile-long iron mine in the Pinoki Hills near Lake Superior. The project has become a flashpoint of controversy. Supporters say it will create thousands of jobs for the region, but opponents insist it will pollute the area's pristine water and wilderness. In June, a band of protesters emerged from the woods around the site and accosted mine workers with profanities. One protester has been charged with stealing a geologist's camera. The forest surrounding the site is part of the state's managed forest program, which grants landowners reduced fees in lieu of property taxes if they keep the land open for public recreation. The new bill would automatically close that land to the public until the State Department of Natural Resources decides whether to grant Gogebic Taconite a final mining permit and mining activity begins on the site. A citizen report of suspected spiny water fleas in Shagwa Lake near Ely has been confirmed by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. An angler fishing on the lake found spiny water fleas attached to his fishing equipment and supplied a sample of the find to the Tower Area Fisheries staff. A DNR aquatic biologist recently made a positive identification. Spiny water flea is a small planktonic crustacean that disrupts the food web and competes with small fish as it forages on microscopic animal plankton such as Daphnia. Because of its long tail spike, the spiny water flea is not eaten by small fish. There are more than 50 water bodies in Minnesota designated as infested with spiny water fleas, and 12 of these have been confirmed. The DNR says it's critical for anglers to remove spiny water fleas from all equipment because their eggs can live out of water for more than 12 hours and be transported to other waters. upstream Burntside Lake was designated as infested in 2010 when spiny water fleas were discovered there. Shagawa will now be added to the list of infested waters, and downstream water Fall Lake will also be designated as infested waters because it's connected to Shagawa and there's a likelihood of infestation spread. When populations are high, anglers can experience frustration with masses of spiny water fleas clogging fishing and downrigging lines and other water equipment. The Port of Duluth will receive $10 million in federal aid to rebuild and expand a general cargo dock. That, according to a press release issued Tuesday by Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken and Representative Rick Nolan. The Duluth News Tribune reports the improvements will target docks C and D and also will pay for improvements to existing road and train connections. The docks have been used in the past as a laydown area to store wind power equipment in transit through the port. The funding comes from the Transportation Investment Generating Recovery, or TIGER, program, which was part of a federal economic stimulus package administered by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority has applied for TIGER funding in the past, but came up empty in four previous rounds. Besides applying for federal aid, the port also is in line to receive $3 million in Minnesota Port Development Assistance funds. Experts say climate change threatens Minnesota's fisheries, including North Shore trout streams and walleye lakes such as Mille Lacs. They spoke as the National Wildlife Federation released a national study on freshwater fish in a warming world. The report says the U.S. needs to address the root cause by cutting carbon pollution, safeguarding fish habitats from climate change, and using water more wisely. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says warmer water is contributing to the decline of ciscos, an important forage fish for walleyes and northern pike that could disappear from Mille Lacs Lake. John Leschensky of Trout Unlimited calls for forestry practices that slow the melting of snow to maintain stream levels and better groundwater management to keep streams on the surface cold. Last year marked the first time in 57 years that peregrine falcons, a state-listed endangered species, nested and successfully fledged young on Isle Royal. This year, that success was repeated with two chicks reared to fledgling on Passage Island. Also noteworthy this summer was the birth of at least two wolf pups. For the past several years, the wolf population has been slowly declining to a historic low of eight animals at the end of winter study in March of 2013. These new animals are welcome additions to the population, bringing the total up to at least 10. Island animal populations are generally small, with fewer species than on the surrounding mainland. For example, there are approximately 19 species of mammals documented on Isle Royal, far fewer than the number of mammals on the adjacent Michigan and Minnesota mainlands. Isle Royal National Park Superintendent Phyllis Green said, quote, "It's always exciting when we learn about successful reproduction of wildlife in the park, and the birth of two wolf pups is especially good news." She added, "While we were very happy to learn about the birth of the pups, we're still concerned about the population and are in the process of evaluating options on how to deal with the population in the future." U.S. forestry officials say the last remaining wildfire in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness has been declared 100% contained. A Duluth News Tribune report says the 188-acre Knife Lake fire was declared officially controlled once additional cleanup work was finished. Two firefighters remained on the scene last Saturday for patrol work and cleanup. The fire was located near the south arm of Knife Lake, northeast of Ely, near the U.S.-Canadian border. The largest fire burned at least 15 to 20 acres. The Superior National Forest spokeswoman says heavy rains last week helped aid the containment efforts. All waterways, portages, and campsites near the south arm of Knife Lake have been reopened for water activities. Standard campfire restrictions are also in place. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.